Good morning. You're listening to KCAW Raven Radio. This is the morning interview. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio are Issa Al-Najim and Melissa Kraut, here to talk about this weekend's celebration and the Sitka International Cello Seminar that's been going on all week. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Melissa, can you tell me a little bit about the background of the cello seminar?
Sure. I met Zuhl Bailey 9 years ago at another music festival that I was teaching at in upstate New York, and we became friends and colleagues, and we started talking about what the perfect summer music festival would look like. And we had many factors to that, such as a lot of access to your teachers, a spirit of collaboration, not competition, and so on and so forth. And then he became the director of the Sitka Summer Music Festival, and he called me and he said, I think I found the place where we could start our festival.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came here 5 years ago as an artist just to see the place, and then we launched the seminar 4 years ago. And this is our fourth summer.
And how has the seminar changed over the years? Has it stayed the same or anything new?
No, every year is a little bit different. For one, our first 2 years were 10 days, and then we realized it just wasn't enough time, so we expanded it to 3 weeks last summer, and that's where we are now. In addition, it has grown in its notoriety, and the number and depth of applicants goes up every year. And now we are drawing from a international pool of candidates and students, which is really exciting.
And Issa, you're a current student. You came here last year, and so this is your second year. Can you tell me a little bit about your experience?
Yes, of course. Well, I'm back is because I'm a bit selfish. I feel Sitka famous every time I walk around. People already know me. Well, I came back because it's such a perfect opportunity. And I realized the first time I came here that from my colleagues, they told me that they felt sorry for me because this is the first festival I've ever been to. So after this festival, it's only going to get worse. So I had to come back with the same one. And it's just the experience is just amazing. And just being there with a Grammy winner, Mr. Bailey, and being with the co-head department of the Cleveland Institute of Music, Dr. Kraut, is just amazing because we are in the same house as them. So basically, they can hear us practice. So in the lesson, we were like, I practice this like we know. So they can hear us practice and they can tackle on things that teachers usually don't tackle.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like quite an intense experience, though. You know, I mean, I'm sure you're not able to really phone it in if you're in the same house as your instructors.
Right. Now we kind of see all and know all. But at the same time, at most festivals, you see your teacher for an hour, lesson a week, and maybe a master class. And here we are there 24/7. The other side of that is that they actually see us in our real lives, too. Mm-hmm. They don't just see us as a professor coming in to teach a lesson, but they see us as people, as artists, as musicians, as parents, as colleagues, as friends, and as members of the community. And so they get a bigger and broader perspective of what this means.
So I can imagine that that has a bit of a familial feel to it by the end of 3 weeks of time together.
Oh, yeah. There's certainly a family going on. It's wonderful. We eat together. We spend time together. Yeah, it's great.
We go on hikes together.
We go on hikes together.
Hikes? Best hike you've been on so far this year? Have you been on any?
Well, I don't remember the names of the mountains, but they've been to a volcano one.
Oh, they went to Edgecombe, Mount Edgecombe?
No, the students didn't this year. Okay. But they went to the end of the island, to Herring Cove.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah. That was a beautiful hike. All right, well, you have a performance coming up, so this is the final week of the seminar?
This is it. Sad to say, because I've been here almost 4 weeks, and I really don't want to go back down to the lower 48, because I'm in love with Sitka.
Mm-hmm.
Every summer, it feels more and more like home. But yes, we have been playing throughout the community, basically everywhere, at the hospital, at the Pioneer Home, at the Mean Queen, at Ludwig's Wine Bar, everywhere you can imagine. Part of serving the community, but also part of giving our students exposure and experience in preparing for our concert on Sunday.
And what will you be playing at the concert on Sunday?
We have large and small ensembles of all sorts of incredible repertoire. So basically anything from 2 cellos to 12 cellos, is that right?
And no cellos.
Oh, right.
And no cellos.
That's a surprise. You'll have to come see that. Yes.
No cellos at the celebration.
Well, yes, he's alluding to a little surprise.
Okay.
So if you've never heard the sound of a large group of cellos playing together, it's pretty incredible. And there will be some classical works and a couple pop works, and I think it's just going to be terrific fun.
And where is that, and what time?
That's 4 o'clock on Sunday at Centennial Hall, and tickets can be purchased at the bookstore.
All right, great. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add about this summer, your experience, or what you've enjoyed the most?
One thing that I find notes to be different than last year is that we don't get to know the schedule of the day. We are living in the moment.
Oh.
Literally. We have no idea what we're doing tomorrow.
Why is that?
That's part of the beauty of what we can do here. So at home, these students are so pressured and running so fast, and they're mm-hmm. always thinking about what's next, and what do I have to do today? What do I have coming up next week?
Right.
So here we put the schedule on the board the night before so that they can just be involved in what they're doing at that time and not worry about what's coming up tomorrow.
Being mindful.
Very
in the
mindful.
Present moment.
Yeah. And really just not worrying about what's next.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of being here.
Right. Well, that's incredible. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
It's a pleasure.
And the celebration will be at
Centennial Hall.
Centennial Hall this
Sunday.
Sunday. All right.
4 o'clock.
At 4 p.m. You can get your tickets at Old Harbor Bookstore. Thank you again for joining me this
morning.
Thanks
for having us.